When senators return to Washington on Monday, they'll resume work on an energy and water spending bill, which is important to Wyoming, but has been stalled over a foreign policy dispute. But Matt Laszlo reports from Washington that Wyoming lawmakers are hoping it marks a new day for handling spending bills in a timely fashion, though at least one hurdle remains.
Remember the Washington spending battles over the past few years? The government shutdown is likely the most memorable. But every fall there's a spending battle, usually an 11th-hour bill to keep the government's lights on for a few weeks, and then an agreement to fund the government at the last minute. That annual dysfunction angers Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi, who chairs the Budget Committee. He says that's why he's ecstatic Republican leaders are bringing up the bill to fund the Interior and Energy Departments now.
This is the earliest that any bills have ever been brought up, and the leader promised that we would do them in consecutive order, all 12 of them, if possible. We're running into some snags with it, but you always do when you're passing bills. So if we do that, then we aren't faced with the shutdown on October 1st, and everybody knows what they can plan on.
We'll get back to the snags in a bit. Enzi is a proponent of changing the budget process from 1 year to 2 years, like they do in Wyoming. He says if you look at Congress's track record, there's really no other option.
But in the last four decades, we've only covered all 12 bills four times. So it's not the habit, but it's a habit we ought to get into. And if 12 in 1 year is too many to do, we can break that down to six in each year. But each six would be for a two-year period. Again, the agencies could plan a lot more on what's going to happen.
Last year, the House passed the bulk of its spending bills, only to see them sit untouched in the Senate. Wyoming Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis says she's excited the Senate is finally functioning again.
I'm thrilled to see the Senate debating appropriations bills, given the fact that it has been a long time since they debated, had opportunities to amend these bills. It's just a breath of fresh air.
But this is an election year, and Lummis says she's not holding her breath. She says it's likely they won't pass anything until the last minute.
We've never gotten through all the appropriations bills the entire 8 years that I've been here. So I think my expectation bar is set pretty low that we will get through them all.
In the past, Republicans would attach policy riders to spending bills to try to block the EPA and other agencies from implementing new regulations. But this year, there doesn't seem to be the appetite. Lummis says all the policy riders they got passed in the last spending fight were stripped out at the last minute because of demands from the White House.
I think it's better for us to turn our attention to processes and to what we can accomplish in 2017 rather than spend a lot of floor time passing appropriations bills that are not going to see the light of day.
Wyoming's junior Senator John Barrasso says it's easier for the GOP to cut funding for an agency through the regular spending process than it is to try and block regulations and be required to overturn a veto.
I think it's important to actually get appropriation bills to the president's desk. You need 60 votes on those things, so in many of these you need some level of bipartisan support. We have put on the president's desk issues that go after his clean climate plan. He's vetoed that. We've gone after him on Waters of the United States. He's vetoed that. And we don't have the 67 votes to override a presidential veto. Now we're going after it on the funding.
The bill before the Senate provides money for the University of Wyoming, which licenses Wyoming Public Radio, for an economic development program that's focused on rural states like Wyoming. It increases the program by about $11 million over what the president wanted for the program. The legislation also about triples the president's request for funding the Interior Department and the Bureau of Reclamation on water issues, which are vital out west. Still, the spending bill has gotten tied up.
And this ought to be the easy one to pass.
That's Senator Enzi again. Democratic leaders have blocked the bill because of an amendment they fear the GOP will offer that could derail the president's Iran nuclear deal. The amendment, sponsored by Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, would ban the White House from buying heavy water from Iran. See, heavy water is needed for nuclear programs, and under the agreement, Iran needs to get rid of its heavy water, which practically means shipping it to Russia or the United States. Enzi says he's not surprised the bill hit a snag.
Well, there are always some people that think that they've got an amendment that would be critical to the United States, and they're not willing to put it off at all, even if it's going to stop something that's really critical like the appropriations.
The Energy and Water Spending Bill faces a test vote on Monday. If it passes, Wyoming lawmakers say it will mark a new day for doing business in Washington. If it's blocked, the reality may set in that not much work is going to get done during this election year. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.